Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland for Hit CQ. It's just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m.
Do you hear that, Tim? That's the sound of groaning children waking up to the first day of school for the year.
Hey, it's only 2 past 6. Kids won't be waking up yet.
Hey, people might have a long way to travel for school. We don't know.
All right. Well, the majority, you would say, would be getting up between 6:30 and 7.
Maybe you were like me, and on the first day of school, you wake up at like 5 a.m. with just like crippling fear.
What? You were such a nerd in school, man. Like, I just don't understand it. I would get up at 8. School
really?
Start at 9.
Just roll out of bed.
Like, hey, guys. What's on the agenda today? But it is a big day, which means school zones are back in action. So if you're driving around central Queensland, just keep an eye out for that one.
Tim, we've also got a special friend of the show who's going to be joining us just before 7 o'clock.
A very familiar voice, mm-hmm. You could potentially say. We're very excited to have a chat. Not only you would have heard from him probably, what, an hour ago?
Yep.
An hour or so ago. So
can't escape him.
Can't escape him, no. But it is a fantastic show. Another chance to get R&B Vine Days tickets. Get you on that standby list coming up after 8 o'clock. All you got to do is finish that line by going to hit.com.au.
But Tim, coming up next, I want to tell you a story that this morning I was eating my breakfast and I literally nearly vomed just reading the title.
We're not trying to save time. You don't need to say vomed. Vomited is fine, but I'm
spewed
interested.
Everywhere.
I'm still interested. It's Tim and Jess for Hit CQ. It's coming up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
If you are eating your breakfast currently, put it down because I have a story for you. A Californian man who regularly ate salmon sashimi has decided...
So raw foods.
No more. No more salmon sushi for him, mm-hmm. Because he had to go get rushed to the emergency room over the weekend.
He turned into a fish. He's Aquaman.
Probably would have been a better scenario, to be honest with you. He pulled out a tapeworm from his body.
Sure.
Nearly as long as he is tall.
It's a long tapeworm.
From the opposite end of his body that the sashimi went into.
Oh, the anus. The anus is what you're looking for there, my friend, that word. That's not good.
He pulled out a tapeworm. He was on the toilet and was like, this doesn't feel right.
This one's taking a while to get down.
And he said he started to pull it out.
Oh, mate.
And it started moving.
First of all, why are you pulling things? That's not an area to pull.
Well, because you don't want to find one of those down there, Tim. That's an alarming time. And he probably thought it was going to be quite short. He ended up putting it in a Ziploc bag.
Put it in his backpack.
Small plastic bag. Walked into the emergency room and was like, I need to be treated for worms.
Hey, an alien's landed. He's entered through my anus.
I don't understand how this keeps happening. Like,
what do you mean this keeps happening?
Well, just... the idea of getting a tapeworm in my body is something that's always quite terrified me.
It happens to the best of us. It hasn't happened to me, but it just it's a thing. Like, I understand that, what, it's like 5 feet or something, isn't it? Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was 1.5 metres,
yeah,
Tim.
So clearly it's been there a while, eating, growing.
I mean, that would still be partly in his stomach, wouldn't it?
Well, no, because of his intestines. Like, it's zigging and zagging.
Oh, right.
It's not just a straight line. Like, it's not finishing at his chest. But... hey, it's still, I don't think that would be a fun experience.
No, absolutely not. And look, he's decided he's sworn off sashimi forever now.
I'm not even I'm not even eating breakfast and I feel a bit off.
You got a bit of a tingling in your tush?
Yeah, don't we all? It's Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And if you're about to go on a date, I've got the question to ask for you so you know if this person's going to be worth it or not, right?
Right, this might actually help me out this week.
Well, it's not necessarily, it's the way you phrase this question. And I know this might sound daunting if you're going on a date, but here's Brother Tim trying to help you out. You have to ask them about their previous relationship.
Well, you don't do that on the first date.
No, it's the only question you need to ask, according to this survey.
Yeah, but that's it's a bit too deep and meaningful.
So, and I know
date.
A lot of people are probably going to scoff at this, but the question you need to ask, which is... so how come someone as wonderful as you is still single? Because either they will answer negatively about their past relationship, positively about it, or they will say that they haven't been in a relationship due to X, Y, and Z. Because then you can have all the follow-on questions like, oh, so haven't you been in a relationship? Or how come the reason you and your ex didn't work out kind of thing?
Right. So if I answer in a particular way, does that reveal something about me?
Yes. So the person who's asking the question, once you've asked that question, then you're tracking to see if they're a positive person, if they are a blamer and they shift the blame away from themselves. If they give an open side saying like, oh, well, maybe I was too committed like into something and this person was that. Like you need to say, all right, here's how he would see it and here's how I would see it.
So if the person responds and says, oh my God, my ex was a psycho. I had to get out because she was crazy. Do I run?
Crazy.
Crazy. I don't know why I'm dating like lunatics.
Then it suggests that maybe this person has a bit of a complex and maybe will be a blamer somewhere down the path.
So say run.
If something happens between you two, mm-hmm. then he'll blame you for that.
Okay. So I need to run fast.
You need to run fast.
All right.
So I know without giving away too much information, this Wednesday's a big day for you.
Don't be telling people about this.
You've got a date.
I've got a date. I've got a first date on Wednesday.
Can we get a guarantee that this question will be asked?
Well, he might even be listening right now.
I don't care.
So he'll know it's coming.
Well, work on your answers, mate. I don't even know his name. I can't even literally oust him on the radio
yet. Please
don't
say his name yet.
Well, you're no fun. So there you go. I've helped you out 100%. Ask the question. So how come someone as wonderful you is still single? Looking forward to checking in on this on Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, I'll let you know.
Exciting stuff. Tell us your results too. It's Tim and Jess. It's EQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
It is Monday, the 22nd of January, which means for Queensland and Central Queensland specifically, kids are going back to school for the first day of 2018.
Yeah, have fun, guys. God, I don't miss that feeling.
Now, hopefully, I'd like to think there's no teachers like this here in Central Queensland, but a Chinese teacher has implemented a new system to distinguish the naughtiest child in the classroom for his classes mm-hmm. so that he can keep an eye on this person.
Right.
And what he does at the start of the year, in the first day, well, actually, I think he might wait. He should wait a month. I don't know why he does it on the first day. He gets the whole class to vote for who they think is the naughtiest child in the classroom.
Right.
Whoever polls number one gets smack bang front and center in front of the teacher. And then they kind of do like the Brownlow and like the Dahlia medal of who gets the most votes. They are the closest to the teacher in like a V shape so that the teacher can always have eyes on the naughtiest children in the classroom. Parents in China aren't happy.
Well, because this, you know, poses the kid as, you know, the worst from the very beginning. Yeah. Are kids like fighting for this position? Is it like an honour?
I would find it a massive honour. I would like to think that it's like a term voting system. So each term
right.
you re-vote. So, like, you might not be the president for that long. I'm just going to justify.
Well, because if you're sitting at the front, it's the chances are you're not going to be able to be naughty the whole term.
No, because you're going to get in trouble. Well, so you're not going to be able to get in trouble. So, like, little goody two-shoes Timmy Smith down the back going, oh, my God, I've never had this much freedom.
Now's my time to shine.
Now I'm going
to
start fires. Don't do that. But I think, look, as much as I think it is a risky idea, I also think it's a good idea. I think there's a better way to go about it.
Yeah.
Say,
not putting shame on the child,
yes,
maybe.
Maybe a private vote. and then just like, hey, guys, but like, everyone vote. Who's the worst? This is just between me and you.
Although one of my friends is just about to start her first year of teaching, and I said to her, I was like, is there already one kid that stands out to you as who's going to be the worst? And she was like, there's at least three.
Yeah. My mum was a primary school teacher like 40 years ago. Sorry, mum, if I've misdone that math. But she's like, Michael Davenport. Michael Davenport.
Bloody Davenport.
Exactly. He's at the front.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Monday, 22nd of January, which means, of course, it is the first day back to school for kids across Central Queensland and Queensland as a state.
Yeah, you might already be on your way to school on a bus or in the car.
Haha, sorry. I'm an adult and I don't have to go to school. So.
I know. How great was it that first like summer after you finished high school and everyone goes back to school and you're like, yes,
yeah, but
freedom.
Also, hanging out with my mates all day and having essentially 6 months of the year on holidays is also a plus.
Yeah.
So,
and someone else paying for your lunch.
Isn't that the life? But I don't want to focus on the kids for back to school because they always get the spotlight. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on the parents.
That's right.
Mums, dads, anyone's.
This is a safe space, guys. We know, you know, you're probably like, oh, yeah, I had such a nice holiday with the family. It was so lovely having all the kids around.
But actually, like, today's a really special day for some people. Like, if you're going into prep in the first mm-hmm. year, like, one of our bosses here, he's taking his daughter to school for the first time ever. Very important day.
Absolutely.
Next year, he's not going to care.
No, he's not.
But
next year, he's going to be excited to say goodbye.
All right, go.
6 hours of bliss away from your children.
So we were thinking, look, these parents out there, look, we know you love your kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safe space. But you're probably a little bit excited.
Yeah.
Because they're gone.
13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Are you excited that your kid is back to school today?
Yeah. It's all right. You don't have to say your
name. Totally safe space. We know you love your children. That's fine. We get it. But we also know that it's very exciting that today you can do something without your children.
Especially people that work from home. Yeah. Imagine what they could get done. Bliss. Imagine 1L Bliss. Working straight without interruption. That would be wild for them.
Ideal.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Are you just a little bit excited your kid's going back to school today?
You might be on your way to school or getting ready for school. And look, parents, you pretend that you're not pumped today.
It's the first day back at school, just quickly side note. Yep. Make sure you take care of the school zones that are out on the roads. Mm-hmm. But also, if your kids are going back to school today, that means for the last 6 weeks, you've probably been minding them or you've had to have them in care, which mm-hmm. isn't cheap. So it's great to get them back to school so you can focus on you. I'm not saying you don't love your kids. Just saying it's good to have a little moment to yourself.
And it's a safe space here, Tim. We want to provide a little avenue.
Especially for people that have no children between us. We have no nieces, no nephews, just no responsibility.
I've got a lot of cats.
Got a cat. You have a single cat. So we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, are you just excited that your kid's going back to school today? There's nothing wrong with being excited about that. And we've got Amanda from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Amanda, are you excited your kids are going back to school today? I can hear exhaustion in your voice. What do you do for work, Amanda?
I'm a hairdresser.
From home or from a salon?
From a salon.
All right.
But have you had the kids hanging around the salon all holidays?
Oh, God, no.
I was going to say, that'd be a lot of hair sweepers. But yes. I'm assuming for you at least, today's a day where you can get 1 hour of productivity in a row done. And that must be exciting for you, Amanda.
As soon as you clean something in the house, it's messy again.
How old are your kids, Amanda?
7 and 4.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, 4-year-old, is he or she going to school for the first time?
No, she goes to daycare.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, you've only got one in school, but that's, I mean, it's going to be an exciting year next
Better than
year.
None. Better than none.
Yes.
When you get rid of both of them for 6 hours, amazing.
Look, we're 1 year away from like the hallelujah moment. So we appreciate your call, man. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
No worries, champ.
Tim, are we maybe you, me, and Amanda are just like terrible people, and everyone else is like
I know I'm a terrible person.
That their child's going back to school.
I don't know. Let us know. Do you actually care for your child? 13, 12, 16.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, Saturday we went to Hotter Than Hell here in Gladstone, and it was actually a really good day.
I don't know why you're saying actually. It was always going to be a great day. Killing Heidi, Grinspoon, these are some of my favourite bands from the early 2000s. And me showing you these songs and you going, oh my God, I know that. I know this one.
I know that song. I don't know why I wasn't expecting it to be fun. Of course it was always going to be fun, but the vibe there was just so happy. Everyone was in such a good mood.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone was absolutely relaxed, absolutely just enjoying the music, and there was like 5-6 great bands that played some fantastic music. And something that genuinely surprised me, because I know I've been to a lot of concerts, a lot of festivals, is that the food, drinks, and anything like that wasn't actually half badly priced.
Yeah, pretty good, actually.
Like a mid-strength beer, like $7. That's not too bad. Like food, I got like a massive hot dog for like $7, I think, as well.
Yep.
Bottles of water weren't $38. Like that's
$4 for a bottle of water?
That's
not
a great
bad.
Day. Like I've been to concerts and festivals where I've had to spend $9 on a bottle of water. And I think I told you I bought a can of Coke once, $7.50.
That one hurts.
That's a punch in the
face. That's like a 600% markup.
but that's the flip side. Unfortunately, Hotter Than Hell is in the minority, because the majority, they'll absolutely take you to task. Like for concert merchandise, don't even get me started.
Oh, yeah.
T-shirt should not cost more than $30. Just because it's got Eminem's name on it doesn't mean I'm paying $90 for
it. I'm pretty sure my sister bought like $150 worth of Justin Bieber merchandise when he was down here.
Every time you talk about your sister, you make it less cool every single time. But it did get me thinking, what's the most outrageous thing you've paid for at a concert? Because as I've said, and as have you said as well, they can just bump it up because they go, well, you can't go out and get the other
stuff. Yeah, and you have to pay for it.
So 13, 12, 16, what's the most outrageous thing you've paid for at a concert? Give us a call.
Tim, we're chatting about Hotter Than Hell on the weekend. We were
great show
in Gladstone for that, and surprised by the fact that it was not an overpriced festival.
Yes, I didn't get held at gunpoint for a bottle of water, essentially. And it was fantastic. Whoever runs Hotter Than Hell, great job, because I don't think I spend that much money.
And you know what else was great? No lines. There were so many options.
But see, there was a downside to that because I went to the bar or to get food so many times that the one time I went and there was a line, I was like, what's this garbage? So I got used to there not being a line. And then there was like a small, like 5-person line. I was like,
how dare they?
The audacity. It's not okay.
But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16. When have you just been outrageously overcharged at a music festival?
The most outrageous thing you've paid for at a concert. And we've got Maddie from Gladstone. Maddie, what's the most outrageous thing you've paid for at a concert?
I bought a glass of rosé wine and it was about 5 centimetres worth. It was
$11. $11. See, frosé, Tim, is like a Slurpee, but it's alcoholic.
Like a rosé, but frozen.
Yes, a frosé.
Yes.
They're delicious, but they're not worth $11.
No.
Definitely not.
A rip. That hurts. That hurts the wallet.
It does. Only one was purchased.
It's like when you go to the cricket and you get mid-strength beers for like $14. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. But we do appreciate your call, Maddie. Thanks, mate.
No worries, thanks.
No worries, buddy.
Tim, we also got a message on Facebook. Just search for HitCQ if you want to get in touch. One bloke has spent $60 on a Five Sauce t-shirt once at a concert.
Mate, what's his name? Has he got a name?
His name's Matt.
Matt.
Come on, I'm disappointed in you.
I feel sick. I wouldn't spend 5 cents on a Five Sauce t-shirt. Anyway, you know where you're not going to get charged heaps at a concert?
What?
R&B Vine Day. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. If you're out there and you're a single person and you like using dating apps, well, there's a new app for you and it's either going to make you want to continue dating because it's going to be a great service for you or it's going to make you want to stop altogether.
Does anyone like using dating apps? Like, a thing?
Jess, do you like using dating apps?
Absolutely not, no.
Well, there's the answer. Anyway, this dating app is called Do I Date? And essentially, it's a combination of like Tinder and Grindr with Yelp.
Oh.
A review service. So it's kind of like, say, Tinder had reviews.
Yep.
And you go, all right, I've just dated Jess, went to dinner.
Oh, no.
2 stars, didn't make eye contact.
No, see, I'm out already.
You're out? See, I thought you'd be in.
No, you know,
you can say if you match with someone, you can be like, all right, Dennis. Yep. Dennis, 26, works in engineering. 4 out of 5 stars on his previous dates from other encounters.
No, but see, that's just creepy. Like, you don't want to have someone review you after a date when you know it's already gone bad.
You don't know that it's gone bad. It just could clarify that it's gone bad.
Oh, I don't like this.
But see, I think it's a great idea, man. Like, it's a great way to find out as much as you can about the stranger that you're about to spend time with. Because you can be like, all right, so Stephanie said that Dennis is a lovely guy, just wasn't right for her. But hey, he's good for someone out there. Maybe you're that person, Jess.
No, because your exes, people you've dated, are never going to give you a good review. This is a recipe for disaster.
But see, then you could pay someone to match with them, and then they just give you a 5-star, and it's like absolutely magical. Would date again. She was too perfect for me.
I was not worthy of her time.
So is that something that's keeping you on board with this app, Do I Date?
You know I hate getting feedback that's negative.
It's only the majority of our job to receive negative feedback.
So if someone's like, I've already got like negative reviews in my work life, I don't need it in my dating life too. I already know I'm bad at it. Otherwise, I'd be in a relationship.
Well, if it was only that simple, hey. It's Tim and Jess. It's so cute. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Jess, we've been here, what, two or so months for Hit CQ?
Start of December.
And before us was were Danny and Lakey, and we are speaking... Sorry, Danny and Lakey. Carly and Lakey. But that moves into exactly who we've got on the phone. It is Danny Lakey. I know he was known as Lakey here. Mm-hmm. But he's got a new show, Jess, and we're very excited.
Yeah, it's called Wakey Wakey with Danny Lakey.
Great name for a show. Mate, good morning.
The big dog. The big dog. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to chat to CQ. You guys are doing a good job.
Thanks, mate.
I was thinking about ringing up you guys and having you on my show. I've been seeing all the video content. You on Facebook. It's good.
I think you'd be a bit more known than we would, mate. But we do.
People can't get away from you on their radio. You're back on from, what, 12 till 4 every day?
Prime time, guys. Prime time. 12 till 5. Get it right. The weird hours. I'm not sure how I managed to wrangle that, but I think they just sort of was like, you know what? All of the stuff that you talk about, cannot be done between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. when there are reasonable people in the car. All those weirdos who can't get to sleep and work through the night, how about you just entertain those people instead?
I was can you tell us about your show? Because obviously you get the different crowd at that time of the day.
Oh, my God. All the creepers and creatures come out to play between 12 and 5. It's good because nothing's off topic. Nothing's too taboo. There's a guy who likes to hook up with his stepsister all the time, and usually he wouldn't even get a run 6 till 9 a.m.
No.
Don't worry, the stepsister likes it as well. She's just a little radio shy. there are people hooking up with stepsisters. As far as I know, that's not too illegal. There are people in open relationships who are having way more sex than all of us put together. There are people who are in the adult film industry who shed light on what it's like working there. I think you can pick up the themes. I talk about Bitcoin every now and then. That's probably about as serious as it gets, but even I kind of get bored of that bit. But, yeah, a little something for everyone, and perfect if you're in the car by yourself driving somewhere between 12 and 5. Maybe one of those big rocky road trips over, like, Rockhampton down to Gladie or something. Yeah.
Well, we got told you were a bit of a loose unit when you were on breakfast radio, so I can't imagine that you were holding back so much.
Yeah, why can't I eat in the bathroom? There's a sign saying, please don't eat in the toilet. What have you done?
Oh, well, yeah, that sign was written by Carly back in the day saying, please don't eat in the bathroom, because to save time, you guys would know. Well, when you rock in at 4:30 in the morning, it's so busy and you want to have your breakfast. It's just multitasking, guys, having time and sort of doing your business at the same time. And then you're on your iPhone scouring for news articles. In the end, that was the second kitchen, to be honest. I remember sending everyone downstairs to do their business. Stop doing the business in the kitchen.
I know.
Just before the sign.
Anyway, mate, I'll keep that in mind, but we do appreciate chatting to you. You can catch Danny Lakey in his new show, Wakey Wakey, with Danny Lakey from midnight till 5 a.m. every single day on the Hit Network.
Doing a great job as well, guys, and I'm actually still one of the admin on the Hit CQ Facebook page, so I read all the messages, and most of them are very hurtful. Okay. They say you guys are doing a lot better job than I am, and I see them all.
We're definitely going to have to clear that up.
we'll get rid of that. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much, mate. We've got news up next.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.